Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
I was reading on Dublin Life how one mum has described living like prisoners of war in a Nazi camp as planes continue using Dublin Airport's new north runway. That's how she described it. And look, it's not the first time we've heard about issues at the new runway in Dublin, at the airport, and the impact that it's having on residents. But has there been any improvement at all? Private pilot and civil engineer Gareth O'Brien is with us here on Lunchtime Live. Because Gareth, you live near the airport. I know you're part of a group that's working to find solutions. But will you just explain what it's like living where you are at the minute?
Hi, Andrea. Thanks for having me on. First off, that's a common misconception that we live near the airport. And that's usually, you'll probably very quickly get comments saying you live near the airport, expect noise.
What do you expect?
What's wrong with you? In fact, Ashbourne, where we live, is 12 kilometres from the airport. Ratote is 15 kilometres. That's the same distance as Rathfarnham, Temple Oak, Black Rock. I don't think any of the people who live there consider themselves near the airport.
Okay, so you're in Ashbourne, or that
We're
area?
We're right at the south end of Ashbourne.
Right.
Yeah, and at where we are is about 2 kilometres from where the aircraft split either side of us. About half of them go up over Ratote, where 14,000 people live, and the other half go up the east side of Ashbourne. They don't go right over the town for the most part, except when they're off course. But they drop noise over where 16,000 people live. The people at the south end of town would be worse affected. And naturally, the further north you go, the higher the aircraft get. They also start turning away to the east and they're less affected at the north end of town. But the key is that while we're 12 kilometres from the airport, we have found ourselves inside the noise zone of Dublin Airport, despite having been told by DAA for now 20 years that we wouldn't be. And what I mean by that is DAA, in their planning application in 2005, were required to supply the area that should be reserved for aircraft noise. And that was sent to Fingal, it was sent to Meath. And people have had either no planning permission granted or restricted planning permission in those 6,000 acres over the last 20 years where they have to, if they were allowed build, had to insulate the house with at their expense with extra noise insulation. And those 6,000 acres are straight ahead off the end of the North Runway. And today, every flight that comes off that North Runway at 400 feet above the ground starts pulling banked, sharp turns to the right and heads either 30 degrees north straight out over Ratote or starts into a full 180-degree turn, which banks them up along the side of Ashbourne. And when an airplane is banking, it's not climbing. Right, so it's much less efficient at getting up in the sky. And as a result, the guts of 30,000 people are directly affected by noise and environmental pollution that was never supposed to land on their homes.
And this is where you're living and many others, 12 kilometres in Ashbourne, 12 kilometres from the airport, Gareth. It's because of, I suppose, how the planes turn off effectively for the airport. That's where you guys are affected.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's the departing flight. So it's the takeoffs, which are, of course, much, much noisier. You're full of fuel, full of baggage, full of people. You're climbing out at it requires the most engine power of any phase of flight. And as a result of all of this yanking and banking and turning, you are keep staying lower to the ground for longer. And like I say, we're 12 kilometres north, but as you get further down towards the airport to Coolkey and not, you know, people have heard of St. Margaret's. But St. Margaret's is quite a large area. And
yeah,
there are people even within St. Margaret's that were never expecting. Not because they didn't know, they didn't get involved, they should have got involved in the public consultations. There weren't any. There were no environmental impact assessment and no public consultation before these routes were put in place.
Okay. Now, I have a statement here from the DAA about this. They sent us in a couple of different things today about it, but they talk about the noise monitoring, the noise reporting and the noise mitigation and the fact that over 200 local residents are currently eligible for insulation measures and over 160 homes have been insulated so far. Is that the kind of solutions you're talking about to help ease this, Gareth?
No, absolutely not. There is nobody who wants 20,000 euros, which sounds like an awful lot of money, but isn't, to insulate their houses. It's not insulate the house, it's insulate the bedrooms, because the rest of the house don't count. It doesn't insulate the back garden. It doesn't let you have the barbecue with the family that you've been having for the last 20 years in the summer, because you literally can't use your back garden further south. Even ours, we don't have ours here anymore. We go to Wicklow, to our cousin's house, all the who used to come here, because you just can't have a party in the back garden anymore. 6 o'clock in the morning, we start hearing airplanes where we are. And at seven, if the windows are open, like in the summer, nobody's sleeping. Everybody's awake from seven because the noise starts coming.
Well, the DAA say that with regards to the North Runway, the hours of operation are 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. There's no flights landing or departing during, you know, outside of those hours from 7 to 11, with the exception of exceptional circumstances.
This is correct. However, the flights off the South Runway follow the track that they used to, but they come over much lower than they used to for various reasons. They fly much faster. They get turned much sooner. The key is the North Runway. From 6 a.m., there are about 250 to 270 flights a day that leave that North Runway, particularly throughout the summer when people's windows are open. And while DAA will talk about the noise monitoring and the noise calculation and the modeling that they do, there are no noise abatement procedures, which is to say they have not given any instructions to pilots. They've not made any change to how they take off, where they go when they take off, what climb profile they use when they take off. There are no noise mitigation measures.
And you know this because you are a pilot.
I'm a pilot. I'm a private pilot. And several of the members of our group are commercial pilots who fly off those runways every day.
Okay. Stay with us, Gareth, if you don't mind. I just want to chat to a couple of other listeners as well and get their thoughts on this. Niamh Marr is with us. Niamh is a resident. Well, where exactly are you a resident, Niamh?
Hi, Andrea. I live in St. Margaret's.
You're in St. Margaret's, as Gareth talked about.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, as Gareth mentioned, you know, St. Margaret's obviously is closer to the airport. But again, we live in an area that, based on what the planning conditions were to do with the North Runway, we were never meant to be affected by the level of noise that we're being affected by now. And it's all to do with the diverting flight path off the North Runway when there's westerly winds. And for us, you know, obviously the anniversary of the North Runway was there on Saturday on the 24th of August. And yeah, it's pretty much been a living hell for the past 2 years. And because
describe
nothing
it, Niamh. Just describe what it's like.
Well, to be quite honest, you know, we went through a phase of grief at the start because it's such a shock to the system. Obviously, we live in an area that we were used to hearing some kind of aircraft in the sky because of the South Runway, the original runway. But it was like literally, you know, it was like being in a war zone the second day after the runway opened, because there was only one flight the first day. The second day, there were planes coming from everywhere at low altitude again, as Gareth made reference to, because they are very low in the sky when they're passing over our home. And you can't enjoy your garden. The kids can't enjoy being out there. You know, the noise of the planes in the evening time when you're trying to get your children into bed, it's horrific. And the large Airbus planes, and particularly in the summer period now that is just coming to an end in September, it's the busiest time of year in the airport. The planes are loaded, they're heavier, the particularly large ones going to the States, Dubai, whatever, they're even lower in the sky. You know, some people commented on the fact that the windows are nearly rattling from the tremors. You can feel the vibrations of the noise in the air. The windows are open on the days that were warmer. It's just, you know, it's such a massive impact on your day-to-day life when you're in your home. You can't get away from it. It's much better than an alarm clock. Again, as Gareth made reference to, it's 7 in the morning. You know it's 7 o'clock because the first plane goes over the house, and that's it for now for the day till, you know, 11 o'clock at night. It's a horrible way to live. And yeah, there's major things going on in the world, but on a day-to-day basis, when you're experiencing something that, unfortunately, you know, I know we're saying it was never meant to occur, but, like, you know, that's why we have planning permission and planning conditions in place. We were prepared for a certain amount of noise because, yes, there are aircraft in the sky, but nothing like this. And the noise levels in particular that people in our area, Cookie, those areas that are that bit closer to the airport vicinity, as in the less than 10 kilometre range, the noise that we're experiencing, it's really detrimental to us on a long-term basis for our health and our kids.
Just on that, you're in South Margaret's. Vicky McAuley is with us too. Vicky's the chair of the community council. What's the noise like where you are, Vicky?
Hi, Andrea. Well, the noise here, I built my house. We built our house 25 years ago. And yes, we built it beside Dublin Airport. South runway noise, you know, was fine. And it wasn't a problem. And then all of a sudden, we're right under an illegal flight path. It's devastating to us. It makes a huge difference. I'm in my back garden. I can't talk on my mobile phone because I can't be heard. And, you know, the noise inside the house, the early morning wake up, 6, 7 a.m., the heavier aircraft. I'd like to say that, you know, DAA, they're repeatedly breaching their conditions.
Well, no, I do remember last year us talking about this, not necessarily with you, Vicky, but this issue. And I remember the DAA had announced that they'd amended some flight paths following complaints last year.
Well, it hasn't made it any easier for us here in Ballybuckle. Certainly not. It's worse. We've had the summertime to contend with, and it's worse. We're woken up early in the morning. We're trying to sleep at night. I've got four teenagers in this house, and even for them, you know, I'm representing partly my community also. There are so many people that are so disappointed with what's going on, and we just hope to God that something can change, Andrea.
Unfair. No, more people looking to get in touch about this too. David Walton is on the line. David, you're in Ballybach, is that right?
Ballybach.
Apologies, sorry, I got it wrong. What's the noise like where you are?
Well, I'm just down the road from Vicky, and we have, you know, when you said they amended the flight path, that instead of turning right at the end of the runway at 450 feet, they're now turning right at 650 feet. And the original planning was that they would fly out due west for 5 miles or 11 kilometres before they turn, or hit 3,000 feet before they turn. And that's the problem. And we've got probably over 2,000 residents in the Ballybuckle Old Town area, 10 kilometres from the airport. So, you know, to echo what Gareth said earlier on, we're in the exact same situation. Because they're now turning at 650 feet at the end of the runway, they're flying slightly higher. So instead of going over Ballybuckle and the estate and Knockdove and the school at 4,000 feet, which they were for the first couple of months, they're now slightly above that. They might be at 5,000 feet. But, you know, there's a lot of smoke and mirrors going on with the DAA. And you know, you have Michael O'Leary talking about quieter aircraft. Like, come off it. I mean, has anyone ever heard of a quiet aircraft, as Gareth described, banking over Ballybuckle? So it's climbing and banking. It's at full throttle. And if you're sitting out, you have to stop a conversation if you're sitting in the back garden. You can't hear the birds. It's just, forget about it. And I've got 140 names, contact details and addresses, who's given us permission to complain to the DAA about every single aircraft that flies over Ballybuckle, but they will not accept it. And that's a major problem, is the fact that the complaint system, if you want to complain about 200 flights a day, you have to complain about each individual flight on the DAA system. Now, apart from the fact that the DAA is a regulated industry, ANCA, which is the noise regulator in Fingal County Council, does not take complaints from the public.
But you know what, so this noise monitoring and the noise reporting that they're talking about, David, that I've this lovely big graph here from the DAA of, you know, key facts on noise, and they're telling me all about the noise monitors and how they work and the noise reporting system. So what is it? You're saying that it's not working for you?
The modelling that they use for their planning permission, we are now inside, based on the information and data we have, because we're now monitoring ourselves, separate to what the DAA has put in. But I think you've got to realise is that this should have been done. There was no monitoring before the aircraft arrived to say what was before and after. But we've already done tests and we've had independent experts view it. And they've said you're already inside an area for noise monitoring that the DAA provided, which would be maybe 5 miles closer to the airport. So their modelling is completely off.
I think it's at odds with their monitoring. They also tell me in this statement, David, and I don't know how you feel about this, but I'll just put it to you anyway. To date, the DAA say that we've offered a voluntary buyout option to 38 homeowners in the immediate vicinity of the airport. 5 purchases have been completed since the scheme opened in 2017. The people that you live beside and your neighbours and those that you talk to, are people considering that?
We're not even in that area. We're not remotely close to that area. Those areas would only be, say, maybe close to a very narrow pocket in St. Margaret's, which is 10 kilometres away from where we are.
Well, would you qualify, Vicky, for that?
I wouldn't qualify for it, no.
Or sorry, Niamh, no. It's you that's in St. Margaret's, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yeah.
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 Would you qualify for the...
Nope.
And if you did, like, if I'm just curious now, if that, like, I know, sure, you've saved to buy your house, you're in your house, you probably love your house, your area, but like, is that where people are at with this?
Like, at this point, you know, everybody's just driven absolutely demented by what is going on in the immediate vicinity of where I live. Obviously, you're looking at all of your options, but it's like at the end of the day, you know, we moved to the area. We investigated where we were going to live. You know, we have particularly stressful jobs. We would never have chosen to live under a flight path. And that is the thing. There's been no choice in this. It's been forced upon people. And it is going to have a massive effect on our lives, our health, our sleep, our children. It's just an absolute disgrace.
Now, some of the texts, you know, on this, let me just put some of these to you. Listener here says, I'm woken every morning by flights at 6 a.m. every morning during the summer. This has only happened since the new runway opened. In Sweden, you can't have a passenger airport within 30 miles of the city. Texter says, when you moved into your home beside the 13th busiest airport in Europe, what did you expect? Another listener says, I work beside the runway 5 to 7 days per week. I'm on site night and day. It isn't loud. In fact, the M50 on the opposite side is louder. Buy or build beside an airport and you get flying planes.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, we've been hearing this for the past 2 years. But again, it all comes back to the fact that, you know, there's planning permission there. There was meant to be an environmental impact assessment. It wasn't done. You know, things have been glossed over, skipped over. And like David was saying, there's a lot of smoke and mirrors going on here. At the end of the day, what is going on now is morally wrong. It's incorrect. It's actually, you know, it's gone against planning conditions. All of us have to comply with our planning. Okay. We were building our house. We'd have an archaeological dig at our home to actually get our planning permission. But the DAA are allowed to send planes over our home and make our life intolerable just because, you know, it's to do with, they just want to do it that way. You know, that can't be acceptable. And from a political point of view, that, you know, nothing is being done about this. Our councillors have been extremely supportive of what's going on, Dingle, and also Meath County Council. But still, we're still